We discuss Simchas Yantiv. Tan Rabban Chayvad and Masamech Vanu Bnei Beisa Beregel. The person has to be Masamech, his children and his household in Yantiv. Says Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakam says that Anashim and Taf all get even children get wine. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Anashim Beroy Lehem VeNashim Beroy Lehem. Everyone should get what makes sense for them, and therefore children should be given candies, women should be given clothing. Everyone should get what makes sense for them. Rabbi Yehuda Mesera says in a Braisa that the difference between Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Hayakayim and Bizman Hazeh is that Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Hayakayim ain't Simchal Bebasar. Achshav Shein Beis Mikdash Hayakayim, we don't have Shalmei Simcha anymore, so we don't have Basar Kabanos, so ain't Simcha Ela Beyayim. Then the Gemara went on to discuss the Shir of Revius, for which we need the Shir that we use for Dalit Kosos. So the Gemara told us how to measure based on other Kalim they had in the times of the Gemara, but then it said there's a way to measure based on the way they figured out Revius is based on the size of one's fingers, that if you have a box that's 2 etzbos by 2 etzbos by 2.7 etzbos high, that the amount of liquid that box could hold is a revius, and the way they figured that out was by working backwards from mikveh, that a mikveh has to be 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 amos high, and such a box would hold 40 sah of water, so working backwards it would be 2 etzbos by 2 etzbos by 2.7 etzbos would hold 1 revius of liquid. Amar Ravashi Amar Li Ravin Bar Chinna Shulchan Shal Mikdash Shal Prakim Hava. The Gemara then tells us that the Shulchan and the Beis HaMikdash must have been made up of different pieces, because otherwise it never would have fit into a mikveh that's 1 amma by 1 amma, because it itself had a width of 1 amma, and something that's 1 amma can't fit into something that's 1 amma. It needs a little bit of wiggle room, it needs a little bit of space on the side. But the Gemara rejects the Raya, because it's possible that they didn't put it in the mikveh in the Beis HaMikdash, they would put it in the Yam Shal Shlomo. The Yam Shal Asa Shlomo was much, much larger. It could have held 150 mikvaos in the Yam Shal Asa Shlomo. So maybe that's how they were mitar the Shulchan. And at the end of the daf says Leiv Chesulo Me'ar B'Kosos, the Mishnah had said that no matter how poor a person is, they have to have at least Dalit Kosos. So frek the Gemara, Hechi Miskni Rabban Midi Dasi Bel Lidei Sakana. How could the Rabban be Misakin to do something that's going to bring about Sakana? Because the assumption is that whenever you do something in Zugos, in pairs, it's always going to be dangerous. So Dalit Kosos is two pairs, it's Zugos, it should be dangerous. So Gemara has three ways of dealing with that question. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Kra, Lel Shimurim, Lel HaMeshumur Baman HaMazikin. And on Pesach night, we don't have to worry about Mazikin. It's a special night of protection. Second answer is Rava Amar Koshal Bracha Mitzarif L'Tova Veinu Mitzarif L'Ra'a, that the Koshal Bracha of Birch Samazon only counts for the good, and therefore it won't count in the Cheshbon for anything negative. And the third and final answer, Ravina Amar Arba Kasi Takin Rabban Darcherus Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah Bapi Nafsha, that we don't view them as four kosos or two pairs of kosos. We view them as each individual kosos, because each one is connected to a particular mitzvah salayla. So there are no zugos, it's four separate individual kosos. Okay.